It's Friday, April 26th. Good morning. I'm Dan Blakely with your daily kickstart from Barry 360. South Simcoe police have made an arrest in two shootings last year in Bradford. The first was August 4th at a school on West Park Avenue. The second, September 9th, near Langford Boulevard and Ashford Road. No one was hurt in either case. The arrest was made Thursday. Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group fired anti-tank missiles and artillery shells at an Israeli military convoy in a disputed area along the border. Updates from the region suggest Hezbollah fighters ambushed the convoy shortly before midnight, destroying two vehicles. The Israeli military said the ambush wounded an Israeli civilian doing infrastructure work. He died later of his wounds. The acting mayor of Chetwin, B.C., says her community is at risk of burning, and it's only April. Strong winds fanned the flames of an early season wildfire, forcing an evacuation order for dozens of homes near the community. Calmer winds and rain have helped to tamp down the blaze some. There are more than 100 active fires throughout the province. New York City residents may soon see warning labels next to sugary foods and drinks in chain restaurants and coffee shops. Under a law set to go into effect later this year, food businesses with 15 storefronts or more would have to post a warning icon, a black and white spoon loaded with sugar, next to menu items containing at least 50 grams of added sugar. A Facebook ad featuring PEI chef and TV host Michael Smith asking people for their credit card information in exchange for a free set of cookware worth $500 is a fake. The co-owner of the Inn at Bay Fortune is warning people of the scam, saying the video clips of him are deep fakes created by artificial intelligence. Smith adds he's very angry. Facebook has not taken down the ad despite repeated requests. Sunshine booked in for today and a high of 14. That's your kickstart for April 26th. We're back again tomorrow. Until then, remember, rumors are carried by haters, spread by fools, and accepted by idiots.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.